Custom made, aren't they? Who makes these? They have a guy who... And this is both double-edged, huh?
Yeah.
Both edges. Go this way or that way.
Yeah.
That's great. That is just wonderful.
Yeah. And that's why I'm the doctor.
Uh-huh.
That's why I'm the doctor.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just wonder, I think we've probably covered everything about the... About the sugar and trash. What does trash involve? Everything, or does it just involve? Trash is everything.
The trash. I can't handle the trash. Right. The blade.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The top of the blade. I can't handle go up.
Uh-huh.
The first stack.
Okay.
Dry.
Okay.
Right. Okay. And the shoot make more cotton.
Uh-huh.
So when you cut the hen.
Uh-huh.
We have to clean out the trash.
I see. So the trash is everything but the actual cane.
Yes, yes.
The cane is where the sugar is, sure. And all the other stuff is the trash.
Yes, yes.
All the leaves and...
Yes, it's trash.
Mm-hmm. So all that beautiful foliage you see when you was flying over, saying,
yes,
that's all trash.
Trash.
Yeah. That's interesting. Okay. Can you tell me, you talked to me about some of the berries and things that were used for medicine. Can you just tell me any different kinds of grasses? What kinds of grasses grow in a cane field?
Well, they have the guinea grass.
Uh-huh.
They have an extra grass which is called cane grass.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is called paragrass.
Mm-hmm.
They are the one that is mostly in the cane field.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? But the guinea grass.
Mm-hmm.
More to damage the hen because it goes right in the root.
I see.
And if it goes right in the root,
yeah.
Then the hen
will die. I see, yeah, it's a parasite. Like, so you have to keep that cleared out.
Right? Oh.
What do you call clearing that out?
Weeding.
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 Yeah, okay.
Digging grass.
Or digging grass, to use that term?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. What's your name?
Man,
yeah.
Love it.
Your first name and your last name. I put you down on the interview because if you said some things that I want to use that so
okay.
I was L-O-V-E-T-T?
E.
E. L O V E T T E. Great, I'll get that. Thank you. All right, now how about just tell me the kinds of trees that you're familiar with around here in the neighborhood.
Trees.
Yeah.
Around in here, neighborhoods?
Yeah.
We have fire tree.
Mm-hmm.
We have orange tree.
Mm-hmm.
We have breadfruit tree.
Yeah.
Papaya.
Mm-hmm.
Mango. Lime.
And we have a thing we make juice with.
Yeah.
Passion fruit.
Yeah.
We have
pear trees.
Then we have a grass.
Mm-hmm.
Very good to make tea.
Mm-hmm.
We call that lemon grass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw some of that this morning. It comes in a
yeah.
It really does smell like lemon.
Yes.
That's interesting. What about the tree that tree that has all the bright flowers on it, and it blooms a couple times a year.
Oh, what tree you call them, man? The flower tree.
It blooms a couple times a year.
Yeah,
hibiscus. And I have hibiscus.
Flower tree. But I don't remember the name.
How about, do you call it cock and hen?
Cock and hen.
Do you ever call that? Flamboyant?
Yeah, flamboyant.
Cock and hen flamboyant.
But you never call it Poinciana.
No.